We should know for sure by tomorrow who the next Irish EU commissioner will be. It's expected that the government's nominee for the Brussels job will be discussed by the three coalition leaders this evening and be approved by cabinet tomorrow. In Luxembourg today, Micheál Martin was asked about the identity of Ireland's next commissioner by Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The cabinet's expected to approve the Irish commissioner nomination this week. Michael McGrath is the name that people are talking about. Is that where the spotlight's going to fall, do you think?
Yeah, I discussed that tonight with the party leaders and we will bring a name forward to the cabinet tomorrow morning. But I will discuss that in the first instance with the party leaders this evening.
Micheál Martin there speaking to Tony Connolly. Mary Regan of our political staff is on the line. Mary, he's keeping his cards close to his chest there, but with all the raging speculation over the weekend, it seems like it would be a surprise now if it wasn't Finance Minister Michael McGrath.
Yeah, I think it would be a major shock at this stage if it wasn't him, and neither he nor the Tunish that are prone to delivering big shocks of that nature. So yeah, I think by cabinet meeting tomorrow morning, when ministers will be asked to ratify this nomination, we will see the nomination of the finance minister to this position, which is ultimately one of the most sought after coveted positions in Irish politics. And it'll end long months of speculation that have included many names being put forward. But, you know, I think once the local and European election result for Fianna Fáil sort of cemented the idea that Micheál Martin would stay here to fight another general election campaign here as leader of Fianna Fáil, and also the success of Michael McGrath's own brother, Seamus McGrath, in those local elections, meaning his seat would remain safe if he departed for Brussels. I think that's where all the expectation lies now.
And if it is Michael McGrath, how soon then would he leave the finance minister job?
Well, yeah, and the nomination isn't even made yet, but the, you know, focus is moving on to who would replace him. The belief in government is that they need to have the name prepared really for the EU Council meeting, which takes place on Thursday and Friday, because that is where the sort of negotiation for positions will begin. And the Irish government is expected to seek a sort of economic or trade commissionership, and that's why someone of the stature of Michael McGrath, who served as finance minister, would increase the chances of getting a good position on that commission. Technically, he would not have to take up a position of commissioner until October or November. However, the expectation really is that he would resign as a cabinet minister here while, you know, the initiation process, as it were, is underway for a commissioner. So then that would move on to who would replace Michael McGrath in the really top position in cabinet, one of the most important jobs in the cabinet. A lot of speculation around Jack Chambers, because he was appointed deputy leader of Fianna Fáil earlier in the week, and he's certainly seen as a politician on the up in the party. However, you know, people are saying, could you really make him deputy leader one Wednesday and finance minister the following Wednesday? It might be a bit of a leap. Other speculation focusing on Dara Cailleary, the Mayo TD. He was a cabinet minister before. He resigned in the wake of the Golfgate controversy. A lot of focus on him now because, of course, he would be contesting a seat in Mayo, and there's now a chance the party believe of retaining two seats in Mayo. Other than that, you'd be looking to the cabinet as it stands. Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, has been mentioned, but I think really the sense is that you would have a sort of minimal reshuffle. So then that would look to Dara Cailleary or Jack Chambers as being elevated to the position of finance minister ahead of what is going to be, you know, a hugely significant budget.
It's a very busy summer. We have the summer economic statement followed by the budget. Is there any risk for the government in making these big changes at this time?
Well, it is a risk, not least because Michael McGrath himself has often been viewed as a sort of very, you know, a sort of stabilising figure in government. I think he was quoted in one of the Sunday papers as a primary anchor in the coalition. So that change of personnel is in of itself, you know, a loss to that sort of coalition cohesion. But you also have a new finance minister coming into place just a few weeks out from the July summer economic statement. Now, a lot of work has been done on that already. And then you're heading into a budget process, which, remember, requires a lot of negotiation, bilateral meetings with individual departments, line ministers, you know, seeking their cut of the budget. But, you know, that would be a task that they will have to deliver in, whether that budget is in October or whether indeed it happens somewhat earlier ahead of, you know, whether there's a general election in the autumn or not.
Mary Regan of our political staff, thank you very much for that.